On October 23rd, the quasi-independent Cardinal Point published a controversial cartoon that sent the campus into an uproar. The depiction of a Black American graduate as a cartoonish character in a decrepit ghetto hurt and outraged many on the 6,000-student campus. Following several student forums and an all-faculty meeting in the 2 weeks since its publication, a Let's Get Uncomfortable march across campus was held Monday afternoon. Hundreds of students, faculty, and staff began walking at Sibley Hall. As they passed dining and residence halls, the student center, academic and administrative buildings, they chanted the march theme. When the marchers reached Hawkins Pond, speakers clambered onto a bench that served as a soapbox to address the crowd. Priscilla Burke was among the first to step up to rally the crowd.
This is the first step to acknowledging the problem on our campus, the first step to taking change. I see Black people, white people, people from all cultures, people from all walks of life. You talk with your peers, you have these conversations with every single one. Because what do you want?
Change!
What do you need?
Change!
And what do you need right now and today?
Change!
Junior Monica Robbins made an emotional appeal for the momentum of social change to continue.
It makes me sad to think that every time a situation happens, we give it a few weeks and then we stop talking about it. And then it happens again and it happens again. I went home last week, my grandma told me, it's never going to stop. As a Black woman, I know I cannot break. I just got to be strong and strong. I was the only Black person on my floor. And they used to come to me and ask me questions. And we need to educate everybody. But I'm shaking because I'm so angry. And I want to channel that anger in a positive way. Whether we believe it or not, we're not all going to be equal. I'm not okay with it, but I know that's how it is. I know we want change, but it's not going to be no walking apart.
Although the march was called by and sponsored by Akiba, the Black Student Union, participants represented a broad range of ethnicities. Emmanuel Rodriguez came to the campus from the Bronx.
I'm just a number here, but when I'm back home, I'm me. I'm so surrounded from my own culture, people I grew up with, and I'm so unaware of all the misrepresentation and all the hurt outside. Like, it's crazy to me. I come to Plattsburgh and I realize most of everybody I'm looking at right now, we're just numbers. We came up here to make a difference. This march, we're making a difference because it's the first step to moving forward. The only thing I'm asking for as a member of this community, as a student here, let's just keep on moving forward.
Most of those who spoke were students, but a few faculty and staff commented, including College Diversity Officer Dr. J.W. Wiley.
We really need to be concerted in our effort to open people's minds, but we have to open ours too. I can't help but wonder if that front page article was of somebody disabled, would we all still be out here? Social justice is social justice for everyone. After the faculty meeting we had on Friday, where a challenge went out by another faculty member to make some things happen, I've been getting emails left and right from faculty who want to be engaged. We are on the precipice of change. I can guarantee you, as long as I'm on this campus, I will never, ever stop trying to make a difference. And you are the fuel in my fire.
The college has appointed a diversity task force to develop a long-term plan to increase support for ethnic and cultural diversity on campus. The administration has resurrected a dormant multicultural alliance and has created an independent group to determine how and why the racial cartoon was published. I'm Pat Bratley, WAMC News.